Today, we are going to talk about roller coasters. Are you one of those people that actually find a roller coaster to be enjoyable? Because I'm not. I don't really, absolutely don't understand the enjoyment in a roller coaster. I mean, given a choice, I would like to have all my hands and legs and body and head and everything in a specific position. I would definitely like to have control over where parts of my body are. And roller coasters just don't have that opportunity. I just don't understand why anyone would willingly sit into a contraption that you have absolutely no control over. It's a big giant machinery, and I suppose somebody somewhere switches a button on or something, flicks a switch, and the thing goes. I really don't know how much maintenance anybody does of a roller coaster. Like, how would they make sure that the contraption is actually working? Like, it could be working 99 times, and on the 100th time, after you have loaded the people into it may stop, right? So I have absolutely no faith that the contraption is going to work for certain. So I'm giving up control over where all my hands and legs are to a thing that is supposed to work, but nobody is sure. I know, like, mostly roller coasters kind of do work, so there must be a system. But there has been stories of roller coaster breakdowns as well, and some of them have even involved like fatal outcome to some poor person who was out there wanting to have some fun. And if they were like me, they got into the roller coaster, not even wanting to be on it, but probably just to prove to themselves that if the whole world can be having fun with it, then they probably should. So they might have got into it, and there was this one freak, once in a 50-year kind of an incident where that person meets their end because they were on the roller coaster. So I really don't like roller coasters, and even if that makes me kind of a odd one out, I'm still happy to take that stand. Like, there has been times where some roller coasters, I think they haven't been too bad. The ones, especially, in Disneyland and things like that, where they actually build an experience around it. Like, you're on a roller coaster, but that's just part of the experience, and Batman or Superman is flying around your head, so you're kind of distracted by that scene, and the direction of your movement is a little bit less important to you at that point. Those are still acceptable. The ones I absolutely don't follow are the very big ones that are out in the open air, and there is nothing other than just the drops and the flings and the swings and turning arounds and things like that. The people there are screaming their heads off all the time. Everybody that's on that roller coaster doesn't seem to be screaming out of a pleasurable experience. They are screaming from being scared. I don't really get those at all. Why they have made them, who has invented them, why they have invented them, why somebody has set them up, why people get on them. Really do not know. That's my spiel on roller coasters. Bye for now.